Mishnayis Pirkei Avos really only has 5 prokim, and the Vilna Gaon writes in his commentary that the 5th perek should really end with, where is it? Mishnah Chok David in the previous perek. Who as part of the Gan versus part of the Gan Eden? Then it's the Yeratan. She put him as a migdash to every man in the middle of nowhere. So the Vilna Gaon thinks that that last line, she put him as a migdash, should be the end of the perek. That's the end of the Mesichta. That's how you end off Pirkei Avos. And perek Vav is Shana Chachamim Belashana Mishnah. It's really only a Braisa. It was not incorporated into the Mishnah by Rabbi Yudah Nasi, but it was added on by the later Chachamim. The Mepharshim have 2 pshatim. How do you translate that sentence? Blessed should be HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what I always thought. The Tiferes Tzal writes like that. Blessed should be HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shebocha behem hu b'mishnasam. That there's a Bechiras Yisrael and there's a Bechira on the Talmid HaChachamim in Klal Yisrael. And other Mepharshim, the Medrash Shmuel on Pirkei Avos says by one of the late Rishonim, he says, blessed should be the man who chooses to learn Mishnayos and Braises. It's a blessing to the person. What does he mean? Baruch Shebocha Bohem Ubi Mishnasam Shana Chachamim. The word Bohem refers back to the Chachamim. We say, blessed is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or blessed is the human being, Shebocha Bohem, who chooses the Chachamim and to learn the Adina. What do you mean? Who chooses the Chachamim? So the Medrash Shmuel says that there's a din that have to be Oyma David B'Shem Amr, maybe Gula Loilam. It's later on here, the end of this long Mishnah Vav. The Torah, the last line in Mishnah Vav, says that Oyma David B'Shem Amr, maybe Gula Loilam. So in the Mishnah, you always quote the name of the Tana who says the din. So that's why it says here, blessed is the Medrash Shmuel learns, blessed is the person who chooses to mention the name of the Tana and to say the din that he said. Because it's important to say Amidava B'Shem Amra. The Ramam the Hakdama to Mishnah Torah writes, he's not going to quote any names. He's just going to quote all the dinim. He doesn't say Abai, Rav, Rabbi, Reme. He doesn't say any names. And he says the whole reason why you have to say Oymadova B'Shem Amroi is that you should know that it's authentic. I say Reb Meir said, Reb Akiva said, Abai said, Rav said, that you should know that it's really Torah Min HaShemayim. So the Ramam writes in the Hakdama to the Mishnah Torah, the 40 generations from Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Torah to Yoshua ben Nun, and he goes generation after generation until he gets to Rabbeinu Rav Ashi, the 40th generation, Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet till Mem, and then he says, now that you know who all the generations are, and I'm telling you that everything that it says in this book, in the Mishnah Torah, is all from all these scholars, all these people. Some things were said by Moshe Rabbeinu, some by Yoshua ben Nun, some by Rabbi Akiva, some by Rabbi Tarfon. So he was Yaitse the Din of Amidav B'Shem Amr. Well, it's not because it's very strange. The Mishnah says Amidav B'Shem Amr, maybe Gula. The Tamar Estal Melch B'Shem Mordcha has nothing to do with the Masor of Torah. It's just about saying, well, but that someone wanted to poison the king. Amidav B'Shem Amr means to give credit. Credit is due. So the Rambam doesn't write like that. He says Amidav B'Shem Amr, it's important to say the name of the Tana, so that people will know that the din is authentic, that it's been Masur. So I'm telling you the whole Seder HaMasur, and I'm telling you that everything it says in the Mishnah Torah is from one of these people. So he's Yotze the din. Yeah. The Gemara talks about learning Torah Lishma, learning Torah Shalom Lishma. The Gemara says, L'yodam Yasekana Matari Mitzvah Safilu Shalom Lishma, Shemitel Shalom Lishma, Bo Lishma. The Gemara says, a higher level of learning is if you learn Lishma. If you learn Shalom Lishma, it's a good idea. Yoylam Yasekana Matura. Rav Chaim Volozhin says, Yoylam, we should always encourage people to learn Shalom Lishma. Little children, we encourage them to learn Shalom Lishma. We're going to give them prizes. We're going to give them toys, or you're going to give them candies if they learn. All the people want money. All the people want COVID, whatever. So whatever the Shalom Lishma is, you have to always promise some reward to encourage people to learn. Unfortunately, a higher level would be if they would learn the Shema, but if they learn Shalom the Shema, it's also not so bad. There's a different Gemara where the Gemara says Kalalaim Shalom the Shema, a person who learns Torah Shalom the Shema Noyachla would have been better for him Ilanepcha Shil Yasa Alpanov, if he would have died as a fetus. He should never have been born. So Rashi and Tosfos ask, it's a stir between the two Gemaras. Here the Gemara says, it's not so bad. The other Gemara says, it's terrible, it's a disaster. Would have been better, he shouldn't have been born. So the simple answer, Rashi and Tosfos give, the simple answer they give is that there are two kinds of shalol lishma. There's one shalol lishma, person learns in order to gain honor, in order to get a job. He learns Torah, he's not really so holy, he's not really such a big tzaddik, he's not learning lishma. He wants to teach in an yeshiva, so he has to excel. If he's not going to excel, they're not going to give him a job. He wants to be in the rabbinate, he knows that the rabbis make a good living. Or whatever, so that's shalol lishma. So that's a shalol lishma, not so big. But if the guy's learning shalol lishma to show up lekanter, to show everybody else that they don't know how to learn, he's the only one who knows how to learn, to balabatava over them and to poke fun at the others, that's a very negative shalol lishma. So that one is nech le nepcha shuyosa al ponov. That's how Rashi and Tosfos say. Two different kinds of shalol lishma. The Netziv has a tshuva. Somebody had smicha. He learned a big Talmud Chacham. He had smicha, and he didn't get a position in the rabbinate or chinuch. So he wanted the business, and of course, when he davened in the regular shul, he didn't get aseres adibros. The rabbi got. He didn't get chazak. Didn't get all the important aliyahs that the rabbi gets. So he felt that it's a bizoyin atarah, because he's such a big Talmud Chacham. He knows how to learn better than the rabbi, so it's a bizoyin atarah. So he founded his own shul, so he should get aseres adibros. He should get all the important aliyahs. So they discussed, they asked the Netziv, is that okay? They found a shul. There is no need for another shul. There are more than enough shuls in the neighborhood. Is it permissible to found a shul in order that this big Talmud Chacham should get all the bekavadik aliyahs? So the Netziv has over there, and the Netziv has a style. Whenever he has an idea, an original idea, he writes it in all of his form and he gives you cross references. So he writes this idea in several of his forum that if you're learning what it says, shalol lishma, that's not so bad. Talk shalol lishma, bal lishma. You're learning Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos. You're learning Tanakh, shalol lishma. But if you're going to be mechadesh, the guy sits with a pad and a pen, and he's learning the Masechta, and he's learning in order to be able to put out a sefer. The whole learning is in order to be mechadesh. Or you're founding a new yeshiva because you want a job. To start something new, to be mechadesh something, or to found a shul, because you feel kavod haTorah dictates that I should get the big aliyahs, I should get the Oz Yashir, I should get the aseres adibros or something. So to be mechadesh something, that you have to do l'shem shamayim. That you're not going to do shalol lishma. But to learn what it says, shalol lishma, that's not so good. The Egel Tal is a sefer on the Lamedes Melachos authored by the Chassidus Rebbe, by the Avnei Nezer, Rabbi Avrema Lesochat Shover. So he, in the Hakdamah to the Egel Tal, it's called Tal because the Lamedes Melachos. So in the Hakdamah to the Sefer, he poses a kasha. How can the Chazal say it's not so bad to learn Shalol Lishma? Mitoch Shalol Lishma Baal Lishma. The Olam Yasakar Matoru of the Mitzvahs, Shalol Lishma, Mitoch Shalol Lishma Baal Lishma. So he's bothered with a kasha. But there is a machlokes in the Gemara in different places where the mitzvah tzrichas kavana are not. So if you hold mitzvah tzrichas kavana, you have to have kavana. Isn't that a contradiction to learning shalol lishma? So he gives a whole complicated answer. He says the correct girsu should be the olam yasakar matoira, not the mitzvahs, only Torah. And he gives a whole explanation why that's the correct girsu and why it's different. Rav Soloveitchik once said he doesn't see that it's even a kasha. He doesn't see that it's a kasha. Mitzvah stichas kavana means you have kavana to fulfill a mitzvah. The guy knows that learning Torah is a mitzvah, but he wouldn't sit and learn all day and all night, not for the fact that he wants a job or he wants covered. What motivated him to learn, that's called lishma or shalol lishma. What motivated him to learn is in order to get covered, in order to get a job. That's what motivated him. But he knows when he's learning, he knows it's a mitzvah. So even if your mitzvah sichas kavan, he has kavanah to be yotzei the mitzvah. But what motivated him to learn was shalol lishma. So he thought that he didn't see that this was a kasha. Anyway, but the Mishnah says here, Kol Ha'Osek B'Torah L'Shmo Zecha L'Dvar Marbe. There is a value, there is a tremendous value to learning Shalom L'Shmo, but to be Zecha to all these things, Zecha L'Dvar Marbe, that appear in Mishnah Aleph, that's only if the person learns L'Shmo. If he doesn't learn L'Shmo, then he's not going to be Zecha to all these things. There is a Maila, there certainly is a Maila to learning L'Shmo over Shalom L'Shmo. Only Zecha to all the things if you learn Lishma. What's the definition of Lishma? So that was Rav Chaim Volozhiner has a machlokes with the Hasidim of his time. Chaim Volozhiner wrote a whole sefer, Nefesh HaChaim, was an attack against the whole movement of Hasidus. At that time, Hasidus was very different from the way. When the Muslim movement started, when it first started, it was also very different from later. So there was a big machlokes in the beginning of the Muslim movement whether they should introduce it in the yeshivas. But Rav Soloveitchik has in one of his published essays, that after Rabbi Yerucham Lubavitz developed the kind of Musa that he gave, lectures on Hashkafe. So that Musa, everybody holds from that. That is no machlokes. The old Musa, there was a machlokes. So the Hasidus also, in the beginning, Hasidus was very different from the way it is now. So there were certain issues that Rav Chaim Volozhiner was attacked. The way it is today is not at all the way it used to be. It's a different story. Anyway, so he has a machlekes with the Hasidim. What's the definition of learning Lishma? So many Hasidim, many tzaddikim thought that learning Lishma means you're learning Torah in order to become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in order to have dveikus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they felt that it's better to learn Tilim, to say Tilim all day long, praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you should learn Agaritis, because Agaritis brings you closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're going to learn Abba Abbas and Zikin. How is that going to bring you close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And Rav Chaim Volozhiner is not happy about that. He quotes a medrash that David HaMelech composed to Tehillim, and he prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wishes that one who learns Tehillim, one who recites Tehillim, should get schar like one who's learning the Goyim Baholos. It means that the real schar you get for learning the real tough halachas, the Goyim Baholos, Baholos is pretty hard. The Goyim is not that hard, but harder than other things. So Rav Chaim Volozhiner says, but we don't know if the Ribbono Shel Olam granted his request. Who says that it was answered in the positive? Maybe he don't get the same schar. You get more schar for learning the Goyim Baholos than you get for reciting Tehillim. So you see that Lishma doesn't mean L'shem Dveikus with HaKadosh Baruch. Learning Torah Lishma means, he quotes a Rosh in the Dorb, where the Gemara says you have to learn Torah Lishma. The higher level is to learn Lishma as opposed to learning Shalom Lishma. So what does it mean Lishma? So the Rosh says not L'shem Dveikus with HaKadosh Baruch, L'shem to understand the Dinim, to know what the details of the Halachas are. But that's what he says over here also. Oisik B'Torah Lishma means he's learning the Torah in order to know all the dinim, as opposed to learning Torah in order to get a job, or learning Torah in order to get covered. That's Shalom Lishma. So one is Zecha L'Dvarim Harbe, V'lo Yorel Shkolam Kula Kedai Hulo. What does it mean, Kedai Hulo? So the Rambam has in the Hakdamah to his Pirush HaMishnayos that the Ribbono Shel Olam originally created the world for one human being, for Adam HaRishon. If Adam HaRishon would have been a tzaddik, it would have been worth it to create the whole world. He had to create Chava, that Chava should be Ezek and Egdo. A man will go out of his mind if he doesn't have someone to talk to. He'll be lonely. So he needed a Kenegdo, and he needs an Ezer. If the man has to cook all the food and wash all the clothing and plant and plow, so how's he going to have time to do Avodas Hashem? So you need a whole world full of other people to help you out. Somebody shechts the animals, somebody else builds houses, somebody else makes clothing. Otherwise you have to make your own clothing, you have to plow, you have to plant, you have to harvest, you have to make all the bread, everything all yourself. So you need other human beings as an Ezer and Kenegdo. The man shouldn't go out of his mind because of loneliness. You need a Kenegdo and you need an Ezer to help do all the things. But really the world, the Tachlis of the Bria Soilam, was for one tzaddik. If you have a person who's learning Torah Lishma, it was worth it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to create the whole world on behalf of that one tzaddik. So the Rambam gives a mashal that one of the sheikhs in Arabia makes up the story. Hamashal. He says built a palace in the desert somewhere, and they have belly dancers there, and they, whatever, they have all kinds of crazy things. They have parties, and everybody's drinking and getting the shikr and nutty things. So what was the whole tachlis? Nothing good came out of this building of this palace in the desert. But one day there was a philosopher, a thinker, was traveling and he was exhausted, so he wanted to rest up. So this building was a tall building, and he didn't want to sleep in the sun. So he took a nap outside. He couldn't get into the palace. He took a nap outside in the shade of the building. Oh, so it was already worth it to build the whole palace in order that the philosopher should be able to rest in the shade of the building. So the Baruch Hu created a whole world with all the galaxies, the whole Milky Way, and all the stars and everything for one tzaddik to sit and learn Torah. And the Mishnah praises all the wonderful things that he's the learning. He will be zecher to kisra shel Torah. The Mishnah later on talks about kesa Torah, kesa kuda. The Gemara spells it out. Gemara and Yuma spells. The Rambam has it in Hilchos Tam Torah. Shloshi ksorim hem. There are three crowns. Kesa Torah, kesa kuna, kesa malchus. Kesa kuna already belongs to Aaron Abonov. So I'm not a kohen. I can't get a shir. Kesa Malchus belongs to David Bizarro, so I'm not in the running. But Kesa Torah is open to the public. Whoever wants should come and learn Torah. You can be zecher to Kesa Torah. What does it mean, Keser? What does it mean, learning Torah? And then there's Kesa Torah. The Rambam talks about Limura Torah, and then he talks about one who wants to be zecher to Kisra Shel Torah. So Rav Soloveitchik explained he thought that Kesa means that Kesa Kuhuna, the Kohanim have changes the person. If a person becomes a Kohen, when Aaron was chosen, his status was changed. Now he can be Makru Karbonis, and he can be Oichel Chatos and Osham and so on. He has special dinim. And the Melech also has special dinim. A Keser changes the person. So a person who learns a lot, if he learns Shalom Lishma, he's not going to be a changed personality. But if he learns Torah Lishma, Kol Oisik Torah Lishma, will be Zeichet to Keser Torah. It'll change his personality. That's what it means, a keser. And all of these things will come about. Malbashta, Nova, Vayira, and so on. Mishnah says he will develop anivas from learning Torah. Then on the last line in the Mishnah Aleph, it says, Mochel Alal Bono. So the Bed Rishmuel raises a question. He always quotes other Mefarshim. So he says, isn't that the same as Anova? Humility. If a person is humble, it's Mechel Alabon, if somebody insults him, so he won't take it down. So he says, yeah, but there are different levels of Anivas. There's one level of Anivas, he doesn't hold from himself so much. But if somebody insults him, then he's gonna give him back over the head. Then there's another level that Shamim Chapasim Ve'enim Meshivim, that someone insults him, but he doesn't give him back over the head, but he's still in his heart, he feels hurt. And then there's a high level, he says there's Tchilas Anova, then there's Emtza, then there's Sof, there are different degrees in Anova. So the Mishnah says, Malbashto Anova, he'll develop first the first level of humility, and then he'll develop to the second level. And the highest level of humility is Mechel Al Albono, he won't even feel in his heart, he won't be makbid if other people will insult him. The Mishnah has that the one who learns Torah Lishma, Megalon Lo Rozei Torah, the secrets of the Torah will be revealed to him. There is a Gemara in Nazir where the Gemara says, look at the contrast between the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah and the other mitzvahs. The Pasuk says, Ki ner mitzvah v'Torah or, fulfilling a mitzvah is like a candle. A candle doesn't last so long. A candle lasts for 4 or 5 hours, a normal candle. Or is a torch. So the Mishnah has then a candle, if it's dark in the room at night, so the candle gives illumination in a limited area. It doesn't give that much light. But if you have a torch, so Limud HaTorah is like a torch, and the torch lasts much longer than 4 or 5 hours. So Limud HaTorah brings about more illumination. More illumination, a wider area, and it's going to last longer. So the Medrash asks Akasha, that's what it says in the Gemara, Ki ner mitzvah v'torah or, that fulfilling other mitzvahs, It's only like a candle, but Liman HaTorah is like a torch. It gives much more illumination and it lasts much longer. So the Medrash has the kash, but there's another pasuk in Tilim. I think that pasuk, Nei Mitzvah Torah Or, is a pasuk in Mishlei. So the Gemara, so the Medrash has, there's a Yalkut Shemani quotes. There's a Medrash in, there's a pasuk in Tilim that says, Nei L'Ragli Divarecha Ba'or L'Nisivosi, that your Torah, Divarecha, is like a lamp unto my feet. Nei L'Ragli Divarecha, it guides me. Ba'or L'Nisivosi. So that, that pasuk in Tilim, Nei L'Ragli Divarecha, is talking about Liman HaTorah. Divarecha is Liman HaTorah. So it's compared both to a candle and to a torch. The other part is Ner Mitzvah B'Torah Or, that a mitzvah is like a candle, but learning Torah is like a torch. This pasuk, they're both. The Torah is described as both. Ner L'Ragli D'Brachah Olam Sivasi, it's described both as a candle and as a torch. Isn't it a stira? He just said that Liman HaTorah is like a torch. So the Medrash answers, that's not a kasha. A boy comes to the yeshiva the first day, he comes to the yeshiva. So he listens to the best shiur in the yeshiva. He already knows the Jewish position on birth control and disarmament and Kol HaTorah. Okay, he knows Kol HaTorah Kula. The first day he comes to the yeshiva, the Liman HaTorah is like a candle. Then he comes another day, another couple of candles. And then the Medrash uses the expression, when a person first starts to learn the Liman HaTorah is like a candle, like any other mitzvah. But then that opens up one gate, and that that gate opens up into another gate, until at shekol apsachim niftachim, until all the gates open up, and then it'll be like a torch. When he learns a lot, then Liman HaTorah will be like kiner mitzvah b'torah. Liman HaTorah will be like a torch. But when he first starts to learn, it's ne'er l'ragli d'varecha. The Liman HaTorah is only like a candle, not like a torch. So that's what it says here in the Mishnah. Megalan lo rozei Torah. After learning a lot, it's not the first day. When he starts learning Lishma, so he picks up, so he first develops one meter, another meter, another meter. Not everything comes right away. He starts with Anova, and it develops into Mechal Al Albona, which is the higher, much higher level of Anova. Then the Mishnah ends off in the Galdalto Umramamto Al Kol HaMa'asim. Rav Chaim Volozhiner in the Ruach Chaim is a commentary on Pirkei Avos that was written by a descendant of Rav Chaim Volozhiner. He wrote over the drushes that Rav Chaim Volozhiner used to give in Volozhin on Pirkei Avos. So Rav Chaim Volozhiner over here quotes a Gemara in Psochim, I think it's Daf Nun on the base. Rav has a steer between two psukim. One pasuk says, Ki gadol me'al shamayim chazdecha. The Chazdei Hashem is above the heavens. And the other pasuk says, Ki gadol ad shamayim chazdecha. The Chazdei Hashem are so great up until the heavens. So which is it? Is it above the heavens or up until the heavens? So somehow the Gemara understands that pasuk, the two psukim up talking about Liman HaTorah. I don't know exactly how. The pasuk says chazdecha. So why? I don't know, but the Gemara says that both psukim are referring to Liman HaTorah. One is talking about one who learns Lishma, one who learns Shalom Lishma. So the one who learns Lishma is only Ki gadol ad shamayim chazdecha, up until the heavens. One who learns Lishma is Ki gadol me'al shamayim chazdecha. Rav Chaim Volozhiner interprets what it means is that if a person learns Torah Lishma, that's what this Mishnah is talking about, Lishma, but Torah Lishma, Zecha Dvarim Harbe, he will become L'mayla min HaTeva. Me'al shamayim chazdecha, he's above the heavens, means he becomes L'mayla min HaTeva. But if a person only learns Lishma, then he'll become great. He can become great. But it'll only be Ad Shamayim Chazdech. It'll be Tachas HaTeva. He won't be L'mayla min HaTeva. We have a Mishnah in Brachas that one is not permitted to pray for a miracle. Let's say his wife is pregnant and he's chalishing to have a boy, chalishing to have a girl, whatever. So she's pregnant. So now it's too late. Before she becomes pregnant, pray that you should have a boy or a girl, whatever you want to have. But after she's already pregnant, you ask him, if it's the wrong gender, I want you to change it. So you're not allowed to ask for a miracle. So the Shari Tshuva next to the Behetev and the Mishnah Brura and the Shulchan Aruch, Shari Tshuva quotes from the Panim Meiris, he asked Akasha, it says that if a person forgot Al HaNisim on Chanukah in the Birchas HaMazon, he doesn't have to repeat the benching because they're not mechuyif to have a suda on Chanukah. On Purim, the Magen Avraham has a machlokes. If you forgot to say Ala Nisim and the benching, well, you have to bench over again. Maybe it's the same as Shabbos and Yom Tov because you're mechuyif to have a suda on Purim. So maybe it's ma'akev in the benching. But on Chanukah, for sure, it's not ma'akev because the Gemara says in Bamim Avlik, and it's only a minig to say, not even Medina, you're not even Midrabban, you're not mechuyif to say Ala Nisim on Chanukah. So if a person forgot to say Ala Nisim, he doesn't have to repeat the Birchus HaMazon. But since after the benching is over, when you say Li'olamai Chasveina, the benching is over, so we say a different Harachman, so you should add Harachman, V'yasalon Anisim in the floors, K'shem Shalsitzalam said, V'yam Ha'em B'zman HaZeh. Then you say, B'mei Matisyo Ben Yochanan, etc. So the Parim Meir says, bothered with Akasha, it's quoted by the Shari Tshuva next to the Beheita, Nilchus Birchus HaMazon, he's bothered with Akasha. How can say, Harachman Yasalon Anisim in the floors? You're not allowed to pray for a miracle. The Mishnah says in Brochus, you're not permitted to pray for a miracle. So he says there are three exceptions to the rule. They ask for a Neis Nister is always permissible. Neis Nister means Hashgacha Pratis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs by, not like they ask for a Neis Nigla. And then he says, to ask for a Neis on behalf of Klal Yisrael is also Mutuk, because Klal Yisrael as a whole is Lamaila Men HaTeva. So we're not, that's called Ein Mazal Yisrael. All the Yom Yisrael Matach HaShlitas HaKachavim Ba'amazolus. Except for Jewish history. Jewish history is Lamaila Men HaTeva. And then there's a whole perek in Maseches Tainis in the Talmud Bavli that's called Pirka da Chasidi, the perek about all the tzaddikim and the chasidim. So the Gemara tells all kinds of wild stories about Tanoim and Amoraim who prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a nisim. One time a chacham lost his wife and she left little infants so he couldn't nurse the babies. Prayed to the Baruch Shalom he should develop a breast and he was nursing the baby. Another one didn't have any oil to light Ne'er Shabbos. They didn't used to light the candles, used to light with oil in a wick. So he prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mishom HaLashem Ben Yadlik, Yoyim HaLachay Mitzvi Yadlik. He only had the vinegar. So the vinegar burned. Different Tanoim, they prayed for things in this. L'mayla Men HaTeva, and their prayers were answered. So the answer is that just like Klal Yisrael is L'mayla Men HaTeva, it's a big unusual tzaddikim are also L'mayla Men HaTeva. So that's what it says over here. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu prays to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Parshas Korach. He prays to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Bria Yivra Hashem. So Rashi on the Chumash quotes from the Gemara. In Bria, in Sheshes Mei Breishes, it says in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that one of the Esen Asora Dvarim Nivru Be'erev Shabbos Bein HaShmoshet, that's in Perikei Mishnah Ches. So one of them is Piha Oretz. Piha Oretz, that Korach should be swallowed up by the earth. So that miracle, all the miracles were created there of Shabbos Bein HaShmoshes. So Moshe Rabbeinu prays to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Bria, if this is where the Pihoritz is, let it open up now. And if not, Yivra Hashem, I'm asking you now, make a miracle and create now Pihoritz, which should open up. And Haftorah Parshas Korach is also like that. The Shmuel HaNavi prays, this is the dry season, it doesn't rain in Eretz Yisrael. After Pesach, till after Sukkot, it doesn't rain half a year. So he prays to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should bring thunder and lightning and rain to show the people that they're sinning, that they're asking for a melech. They shouldn't ask for a melech. Their intentions were not noble. They didn't want Shmuel HaNavi to guide them. They wanted a melech like all the other nations. So Shmuel HaNavi was a big tzaddik. So he prays to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wants it to rain now, so it starts pouring, even though it's the dry season. It never rains there. Once in a while it rains, and it rains for 2 minutes. Rains a little bit, but not a real rain. That's one of the connections between the Haftarah and the Parsha, and Parsha's Korach. So unusual tzaddikim, we say that they're l'mayla men HaTeva, and the Galdalto Amra Mamto, al kol ha-maisim, they become l'mayla men HaTeva. Chaim Volozhin also has a comment on u'machshartai liyos tzaddik. When a person learns Torah, it prepares him. Machshartai means hechshet, to prepare him to become a tzaddik. That's the Poshim Shah. So in Yiddish, you say, when you have a trefa pot and you want to kasher it out, you want to kosherize it. So you say, you kasher out the pot. You do hagola or you do libum. So that's Rav Chaim Volozhin suggests maybe that's probably not at all the pshat. It's a taich, it's not the posh pshat. A machsharta, if a person, a lot of times, a person learns Torah, then he forgets. It goes in one ear and out the other. Let's say the Daf Yomi people. They learn so quickly, so a lot of them, they pay attention during the 45 minutes of the hour that they learn Daf Yomi. Goes in one ear and out the other. So the question, what do they gain? goes in one ear and out the other. The answer is, but it went in one ear and out the other, so when it was going through his head, it cleansed out his whatever funny ideas he has in his head. It'll clean out those funny ideas. It'll kasha him out. So even if a person forgets his learning, the learning that he did is machshakta. It kashas him out. Why should it kasha him out? So Rav Chaim Elojen says, because the Torah is compared to fire. As the Gemara quotes a pasuk, got already, what's the lashon of pasuk? That Torah is not mekabel tuma. Why? Halakot dvari ko'esh niyum Hashem. It's a pasuk in Navi. Halakot dvari ko'esh niyum Hashem. Dibrei Torah are like fire. So just like fire, kashes out treifa pats. You do libun. So if a person learns Torah, it kashes him out. The Gemara in Tainus tells that sometimes you have a Talmid Chacham who's very snappy and very abusive. They'll be fresh to people. So the Gemara says sometimes it's a siman that he's not bal derech eretz. And sometimes the Gemara says it's a raisuhu derasach bei. He has so much Torah, so the Torah is like a fire. So the fire is the fire within him. He has the bren of the Torah, so that's what causes him to do like that. There was a big famous rabbi, Rabbi Kiva Eiger, in the early 1800s, and one of his most outstanding students was Rabbi Elia Gutmacher. He was later on the rabbi in Greiditz. He's known as Rabbi Elia Greiditz. The kibbutz Steh Eliyahu was named after Rabbi Elia Greiditz. So when he was a young, there was once a wedding, one of the Talmidim, Rabbi Kavega, got married out of town. So a whole bunch of the Talmidim went to the wedding. So Rabbi Elia Greiditz was a teenager. He was wild. The Balabatim started screaming at him, "What is that Meshuggah, the way he's dancing?" So Rabbi Kavega said, "This kid is not a Meshuggah. This Araisuhu derasach bei." He applied the lashon that the Gemara has, Araisuhu derasach bei. Baran Tainus has it. So that's what the Rav Chaim Elojen says, "Machshat aliyasad," because halakot dvarei kesh the liman atar is like fire. So that's why, like fire, or it can clean out the person's mind, can clean him out, even if he forgets everything that he learned. It'll accomplish that. It'll be machshartel. Rav Soloveitchik was fond of quoting a medrash. The medrash says that Bo'olam Hazeh, the Rebbe who teaches us, is a human being. So human beings forget. So we can't be more successful in learning than the Rebbe. So the Rebbe forgets Lassi Chazes all the time. So we're going to forget. Lassi Lovay, there's a pasuk that says, Anochim Alam Etchem, HaKadosh Baruch is going to teach us the Torah. He's going to teach us the Torah. So then, with the Rebbe, like the Rebbe Shalom, so we're not going to forget. So if you're going to boil them, Hazeh, you keep on forgetting. So what do you gain by Liman HaTorah? So Rav Soloveitchik, he says, say over a Medrash. I don't know where the Medrash is. I took his word for it. He said, there's a Medrash that says, Moshe Lamelech came to a Medina, and he left a whole bunch of empty pots near the river. And he left a big container a few feet away from the river, and he asked all of the citizens in the city who were very faithful to the king, they were very loyal to the king, so he asked them, please, each one should take a pot, and they should fill it up with water from the river, and they should pour the water in this container. So they all loved the king, so they all started pouring the water in the container. And then they started to realize all the pots had holes in them, so all the water is falling out. So by the time they walked a few feet to the gigantic container, there were only 5 drops left in the pot. So it'll take them 20 years till they're going to fill up the containers. So they were engaged in an act of futility. So they all stopped doing it. There must be some mistake over here. One guy said, no. The king said we should fill up the water. It's like an idiot. The king said we should fill up the pots with water, pour the water in there. He kept on doing a whole day long, and he got 25 drops of water. And the big container said, the king comes at the end of the day. He says, no, did you listen to my instructions? So they all said, no, because there must be some mistake. The pots have holes in them. We don't accomplish anything. And there was one guy, they said, there was one tipish, he was filling up. He says, no, I didn't care so much. The tachlis wasn't to fill up the container. All the pots are dirty. I wanted you to fill up water. I made the holes in the pots. I wanted you to fill up water that it should clean out the dirt in the pot. And he gave Yashukach, he rewarded the one who filled up the pots. They should walk a little bit, and all the water should go out, and they should clean out the pots. So the Medrash gives this mashal. That's why it's of value to learn Torah, even though you're going to forget everything that you learned. Because meanwhile, if it goes in one ear and out the other, but at least it's going through, it's not over our heads. If it goes in, then machsharta, then it kashes you up. Mishnah Beis has the famous comment that the Aseres Adibas B'Chorus Al Haluchas were engraved Al Haluchas Al Tikri Chorus Al Acheres. What does that mean? She'en lecha b'enchal mishoisik b'tamata. What do you mean? En lecha b'enchal mishoisik b'tar. I mean, people have Bechira Chavshitz, but they're so into the Yetzirah, gets them into eating things that they shouldn't be eating. That's the American, the national sickness in America is obesity. Everybody in America is overweight. We all have seichel, so why are we all eating? We can't control ourselves. That's terrible. So people talk Lashon Hara, they can't control themselves, and they do other averes, they can't control themselves. So if a person learns Torah, he disciplines himself, and he becomes a Ben Charon. He's no longer Meshubed. He's no longer an Ebed. He's no longer enslaved to his Yetzer. He thinks things over and he makes an intelligent choice. He'll do the thing that's right. He won't do the thing that happens to be pleasant right now. He enjoys the potato chips or enjoys all the nash and everything. So that's what the Mishnah means. A person learns Torah, becomes more disciplined, and because he becomes more disciplined, he will be able to control his Yetzer, and he will no longer be an Eved to the Yetzer who encourages him to do stupid things. The next Mishnah is a famous problem that David Melech Yisrael Lomad Achitofel Shnei Dvarim. He learned two things from Achitofel, only two things, didn't learn a thousand things. And he calls him Rabbi Lufu Miyudoi. So therefore it's a Kavachamim. David Melech only learned two things from Achitofel. So one who learns from someone else, Alam Mechader, Perikech, Alochachas, that you have to be noig by COVID. How is it a kalvachaymer? He learned two things from Achitofel. So how did he become a kalvachaymer ledover echot? That's how the Mishnah starts. Halomim bechavero, dibur echot. Oisachas sochna. How can it be oisachas? Is a kalvachaymer shnei dvarim belvat? All the meforshim ask that kasha. So I think what the answer is, derech klal, they all say the same answer. Everything in Torah is interconnected. So if I learn one din from one person, usually from that din, I'll be able to learn out other dinim. Like in mathematics, Euclid has a book on geometry, and then based on his theorems, you can develop additional theorems, and additionally, you can go weiter, 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 go the next step, the next step. Everything is interconnected. So if I learn me dover echad mechaveiroi, that dover echad can later on develop to become many more things. He learned from Achitofel and say shnei dvarim belvad. He only learned two things that didn't connect with anything else. Shnei dvarim belvad, two lonely things. Because Achitofel was not a tzaddik, Achitofel was a rosh. So the two dvarim belvad that he learned from Achitofel didn't lead to anything else. So that's why it is a kal v'chaim. If you learn mechaveiroi, even oisachas, it's limanater. Even one ois is limanater. The Gemara says that all the religious articles are divided into two categories: a tashmishi mitzvah and tashmishi kedusha. So, if you have an old talis, an old esrig that you're not going to use again, so you throw it in the garbage. You don't have to put it in shemus. But if you have an old sefer Torah, tefillah, and a mezuzah, so that's tashmishi kedusha. You have to put it in shemus. So, how do they decide what's a tashmishi kedusha? What's a tashmishi mitzvah? Rab Chaim Olajan writes in Nefesh HaChaim, whatever has the Torah written on it. So the mezuzah hashma v'ayom shemayah, the tefillin have more than that, so tefillin have more kedusha, and the sefer Torah has more than that, so the sefer Torah has more kedusha. Then you have shal yad and shal rosh. So the Gemara says shal rosh has slightly higher level of kedusha than the shal yad. Why? It has exactly the same. No, shal rosh has two shins on the outside. So if you have one ois, one letter of Torah, that's already a madrega of limanat Torah. If a person has the ability to learn a whole perek and he only learns one page of Gemara, then he's fulfilling Talmud Torah, but he's not fulfilling according to his capabilities. But if a person is not capable and he just learns one ois, so one ois of Torah is also a kiyam mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Then the Mishnah concludes with the famous La'en Kovod al Torah Shenem, but Kovod Chachamim Yin Cholu. Ein Kovod al Torah. So there's a Medrash that says when Yaakov Avinu was staying by Lavan for 14 years, and he married his two daughters, Leah and Rachel, four daughters, Bilhah VeZilpah, Leah and Rachel. So he decided he has to go back to Eretz Canaan, and he tells his wives that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asa li as kol hakoved hazeh. Kol hakoved means all the money, the whole wealth that he had. So the Medrash says on that pasuk, ein kovet al hamamon. Shenema asa li as kol hakoved hazeh. So isn't it a contradiction? A quote from the Vilna Gaon, isn't it a contradiction? The Medrash Rabbi says asa li as kol hakoved hazeh, ein kovet al hamamon. Here it says, ein kovet al Torah. Shenema, each one has a pasuk. So the quote from the Vilna Gaon, that the two words kovet, here, Kavod Chacham Yechal, the word Kavod is spelled in Mishlei. I think this is a Mishlei, yeah. It's spelled Molevav. And also, Leah's Kala Kavod is spelled Chasavav. They're both Kavod, but one is Kavod Molev and one is Kavod Chasav. An incomplete, if you have a lot of money, that's incomplete Kavod. Real complete Kavod is in Kavod Ala Torah. Shinab of the Kavod Chacham Yechal. Next Mishnah is a question: how do you interpret Mishnah Dalet? Kachi darka shal Torah. You hardly eat anything. Pas b'melech techel b'mayim abseratish v'aloras tishan b'chayitzar tichya. This is the way it's supposed to be. This is the way it has to be. So why does the yeshiva make it so comfortable? Why their food is so good in the cafeteria? So the pasuk pshat, the first pasuk pshat is kachi darka shal Torah. We have a mitzvah to learn Torah, even if it's difficult to do. Circumstances that you have hardly anything to eat and you don't have a comfortable bed and everything is uncomfortable, but still, even under difficult circumstances, under difficult conditions, one is obligated to learn Torah. That's the Pasha Pshat. Kachi Darka Shatar means Ad Kedei Kach. You muchiv to learn Torah even Ad Kedei Kach. But they quote the story from the Nitziv once met the Rashash. Rashash was a wealthy, successful businessman. He was the president of the Kehillah in Vilna. And he was involved in the funding, the printing of the Vilna Shas. And the Ritziv was always a poor man. He was always learning Torah. So on one occasion they met, and the Rashash asked the Ritziv, the Rashash in Yevamos mentions it, that he once met the Ritziv and he asked him a kasha, but he doesn't tell the whole story. Rav Zevin has the whole story in his Ishimishitas, that the Rashash said that Akasha that bothered him for years, he didn't have an answer, and then it gave him a teretz right away. So then he asked him, then the Rashash asked him, how come it bothered me for years? I never thought of your teretz, it's such a good teretz. So he said, because you learn mitocho idun, you're very wealthy, and you're very comfortable, and you don't, by you, there is no amoloshal Torah. You don't strain yourself to learn Torah. And I was always very poor, hardly had any food to eat. And since he strained himself, kachi darka shal Torah, he strained himself when he learned, so that's why he was matzliach even more. Chazanish used to always strain himself till he munched, till the last. He used to learn till he would fall asleep. Sometimes he would learn till he would fall asleep, so he'd put on his pajamas, go to bed. So sometimes he'd fall asleep over the Gemara, because he was so exhausted, he didn't have enough energy to walk to his bed to go to sleep. Here Mishnah Hay says you shouldn't. We had a Mishnah Aleph that the one who learns Torah Lishma will be Mambashta Anova. He will become humble. And then Mishnah Hay repeats it. A person who learns Torah shouldn't be desirous of Gedula and Kovod. He should be a humble person. Rav Soloveitchik has an essay that was published in Hebrew. Could be by now it's translated into English, I don't know. About humility and Limud HaTorah. He says, how can a Talmid Chacham be arrogant? It's a contradiction. Let's say a person is in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So who? You're in the presence of the Baruch Hu. What is there to be arrogant about? So when a person is learning Torah, Torah is a description of the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when you come up with a Chiddush, means you have entered deeper into the understanding of what Elokus is. Like you came closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The closer you come to the Ribbono Shel Olam, so the less you fade away into insignificance. When you're not in the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam, you can act like you're a knacker. But the more Torah you learn, so the more you understand about Elokus, so the less significant you are. So it doesn't make sense that a Talmid Chacham should be arrogant. It's a contradiction in terms. So that's what the Mishnah says, Kisrucho Gadol Mikisrov. That's what we mentioned. The Rambam has the Gemara in Yuma, the Shlosh Ksormeh. Here the Mishnah has two out of the three, Keser Malchus, the Keser Torah. The Gemara has this Keser Kahuna also. So the person who learns Torah shouldn't be desirous of Kovet, shouldn't be desirous of Gedula, shouldn't look to become rich, shouldn't become arrogant. Then the next Mishnah has the Mem Ches Dvarim Shatara Niknes Behem. You need 48 things in order to be Matzliach in learning. So you have to learn, okay? You have to learn. I remember I was married a while and we didn't have any children, so we decided to visit Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says sometimes a couple doesn't have children because they live in Chutzlort. Avon Chutzlort Gorim. Avon Mavina didn't have children because Mani lived in Chutzlort. When he went to Eretz Yisrael, then he had HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Lech Lecha Me'aretz Lecha, Deshcha LeGogod. When you go to Eretz Yisrael, you'll be blessed with children. So it's Eretz Yisrael. Sometimes you don't have children because you live with Chutzlots. So we went to Eretz Yisrael, and then we were blessed with 9 healthy children, Baruch Hashem, a lot of grandchildren. So at that time, they told me I'd never heard of this stipler at that time. But none of his farm were available in America at that time. We never heard of him. So someone said, we were in Bnei Brak for a week, so someone said, I should go to this disciple, I asked him for a bro. He said, who is he? What is he? What do you do? They said, you go, you buy one of his svarim, and then you ask him for a bro. They didn't tell me that he's deaf, and they didn't tell me the whole story. So I came there. So the yeshiva and that, we were there in the summertime, and the yeshiva was going to learn Kiddushin in September. The yeshiva always used to begin traditionally the day after Labor Day. Now it's new stuff. They start the last week in August. It always used to be, said the Shulchan Aruch, you should start the yeshiva on Tuesday, because Tuesday Yom Sheikh Babakut Kitov. Monday doesn't say Kitov, and Tuesday says twice Kitov. So it says in every day, yeshiva should always begin Tuesday, day after Labor Day, it's Tuesday. She always began on a Tuesday. So the yeshiva is going to learn Kiddushin. So I went to him, so he was deaf. So he screams out in Yiddish, what can I do for you? So he had a pad on the table with a pen. So I wrote down, I'd like to buy his sefer on Kiddushin. I don't know if I would like it, so I wasn't prepared to buy all the swarms. I'm going to risk $2 to buy on condition. At that time, we sold all the swarms for next to nothing. He wasn't interested in making money. He was interested in people should read his swarm. So he climbs up on a ladder and he gets the semi, blows off all the dust, he wipes it out, gives it to me. So I gave him $1.50 or something, and he starts giving me change. So I said, it's okay, I don't need the change. He says in Yiddish, I'm not a poor man, I don't need any donations, business. Give me the nickel change. Sure. Gives me a change. Then he screams out in Yiddish, what else can I do for you? So I wrote down on the pad that I'm married, we don't have any children, can you give me a bracha? Gives me a bracha. Then he says in Yiddish, what else can I do for you? So I wrote down on the pad, I learned in the kollel. I was embarrassed to say I'm a Rebbe in the yeshiva because I didn't have a beard at that time, so he's going to give me a hard time, so I didn't want to get involved, so I just wrote down. It was true also, I was learning in the Kol. So I wrote, I learned in the Kol, can you give me a bracha? I should be matzlich and learning. So he screams in Yiddish, he says, in Yiddish, all the brachas in the world are not going to help, sit and learn and you'd be matzlich. Brachas don't help for hatzlach. So that's what it says in the Mishnah, the memchas dvarm shatar niknes behem, the brachas are not going to help. Hey, Talmud, you have to sit and learn. Then it says, shmir soizen, you have to get as many of your organs involved in the Limud HaTorah. The Gemara in Erevin says, Yotze Talmud Torah if you read in your mind also, you don't have to pronounce the words. But if you pronounce the words, so your lips, you have arichas vasayim, your lips are participating in the learning, and your ears are hearing it as well. And if you shuckle, so the part of your body is also involved. So you get as many organs as possible involved in the Limud HaTorah. And the learning should be be'ema, Be'ema ubiyira. Gemara says that Lima Maimon HaSinai was supposed to be a dugma for Lima HaTorah LeDoros. Just like the learning at Maimon HaSinai was Be'ema ubiyira beresas ubiziyah, they were trembling, so too Lima HaTorah LeDoros should also be Be'ema ubiyira beresas Over Zia. Zia doesn't mean perspiration. That's Zaya. Zayin Yud Ayin Hey is perspiration. Zayin Yud Ayin means Hizda Zaya, with trembling. A person should learn the aim of the year of Beresis of the Zia. The Simcha. The Gemara has an expression. When you learn Torah properly, some people now have an attitude that everything has to be complicated, and everything has to be fakvetched with the yukim and the yukim and the yukim. Rabbi Soloveitchik's shiur was not fakvetched. It was always dvar mismechen kinesinosam esinai. Everything fit and everything was lebedik frelach, wasn't fakvetched at all. You should learn with a group of people, the chaverim, pilpul talmidim, miyut derech eretz. What does it mean, miyut derech eretz? Pashim shah derech eretz means a married couple is living together, marital relations. So you shouldn't be with your wife every night. You cut down on that. Miyut tain, you shouldn't eat so much. Miyut shina, miyut sicha. Sicha means sicha betela, to talk to our betela. There's a pasuk in Iyov that says, Odom la'omo yulot. Man was created to work. What do you mean, la'amal malocha? So the Gemara says, no, it means la'amal peh. What kind of amal peh, to talk sicha betela? The Gemara says, no, amal peh means to talk and learning. So miyut sicha means you shouldn't talk sicha betela. You have to talk a little bit sicha betela. There's a leak in the faucet and the toilet doesn't work. You have to speak to the super. You need painting. You have to talk about dvar betela also in life. Well, you should cut it down to the bare minimum. It should be miyut sicha. Miyut tzchok. You have to have a little tzchok. You have to have a little entertainment. But you should minimize it as much as possible. Many years ago, I met Rabbi Hirschberg. He was a very big Talmud Chacham. He lived in Montreal. So I must have met him. He was in his 80s when I met him. And he was complaining to me that when he was a child, he never had the stage of playing ball in the street. Never played like a normal child. He knew all of Shas by heart. He would always ask him, what are you learning? And then you tell him what daf. He'll rattle off the whole daf by heart. Then he said, you want, I'll tell you the Tosfos by heart. So one professor from Bernard Revel once met him, and he asked him, what are you learning? So he says, he's going to fix his wagon. He tells me he's learning some Yerushalmi. He rattled off the Yerushalmi by heart. So it's interesting. He was complaining to me when he was in his 80s, he missed a certain stage in his life. The stage of childhood that the children play, he never had that. At a very young age, he was a very talented boy, and he learned very well. They sent him away to the Lublin Yeshiva, and then he was learning on a high level, and then they made him the Bochen in the Yeshiva. He used to go around, he used to fahir, he used to give bchinas to the people who wanted to come learn, this little kid, this teenager. He would give bchinas to the older boys to see if they belong in the Yeshiva. So he felt cheated that he never went through that stage in his life. There's a Gemara in Yuma tells a story that one of the Amoraim, one of the Talmidim, asked his Rebbe, his son is very destructive, very wild. Watch out, he keeps on breaking things. So he tells him, go to the store and buy secondhand dishes, old dishes, and let the kid smash all he wants. Children have to go through different stages in life. They have to go through the stage of breaking things, and then they'll become normal. They'll straighten out later on. Then they have to go through the stage of playing. You have to have a little bit. You have to have miyut tzchok. Shouldn't have too much tzchok. A little tzchok is sometimes healthy. Makeres mekoymoi. Chacham has to be makeres mekoymoi. A lot of people are not makeres mekoymoi. They think that they're much higher level of learning than they really are. And most people have that mistake in that direction. And some people are makeres, they're not makeres mekoymoi in the other direction. They don't realize that they're much higher than the others. They have to act according to what level of learning they are. They have to act with more responsibility. A real Talmud Chacham has to be Makas Mekayma. Where he is, where is he in comparison to other people? Is he higher or lower? Shouldn't be Machzik Toiv Liatzmo. The Mishnah has earlier in Pirkei Yomis. Kalalomet Torah Harbe should not be Machzik Toiv Liatzmo Kilo Kachna Tzarta. God created us in order to learn Torah. So we shouldn't think that we're God's gift to the world. We're so wonderful. We deserve, there are Talmidei Chachamim, that the fact that they're successful in learning, it goes to the head. They don't have humility. They forgot that they're in the presence because they learned so much Torah. They're more in the presence of their Baruch Shalom than the other people. not supposed to be machzik toiv al yatzmo. Misrachik min akovet, ein megis libu b'talmudai. Yeah. All the wonderful things. Person has to be loymed al menas lelamed, loymed al menas la'asais. There is a din of ha'isik b'mitzvah potah min ha'mitzvah. If you're busy doing one mitzvah, you're not allowed to be mapsik to do another mitzvah. You have to first finish the first mitzvah. Even though the first mitzvah is not zman grama, I can finish the first mitzvah some other time. And the mitzvah that's going to be pushed away, ha'isik b'mitzvah potah min ha'mitzvah, mitzvah B, cannot be fulfilled later. Still, if you're in the middle of doing mitzvah A, you're not supposed to be mafsik to do mitzvah B, even though mitzvah B is a mitzvah veris. You lose the opportunity to fulfill that mitzvah. So the Yerushalmi, all the Rishonim quote, the Yerushalmi says, Oisik b'mitzvah patam min ha'mitzvah applies to all mitzvahs except the Talmud Torah. If a person is learning and it's time to daven mincha, he can't say, I'm busy learning. He doesn't want to daven mincha, he doesn't want to eat matzah, he doesn't want to shake a lulav, he's busy learning all the day. So Isaac the mitzvah, patah min ha-mitzvah doesn't apply. Talmud Torah doesn't patah from other mitzvahs because then it's going to come out that it's leiman shalal manas lasos. The whole tachlis of learning has to be leiman manas lasos. The Gemara has, the Babli has. There is an exception to the rule. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Let's say there's a demonstration somewhere and they need to have a van and they need 25, there's room on the van for another 25 people to go to a demonstration. So I should be the first one to jump on the van. It's a mitzvah, it's a Sheva Bracha somewhere. So they have only room for 25 people. So first let the other people in the base medrash volunteer. They're only going to take 25 people. They don't have room for more. So some of their other guys would be happy to go. So if you want to learn, so first see to it, it's a mitzvah, shefshu his kayem al-idei acherim. So then you say, it's a mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah. You're learning Torah, so you potter from doing that mitzvah. But if it turns out there are only 24 people volunteer, and you're the 25th, then you got to go. Otherwise, it's going to be Leimet Shalom and Aslasas. When you learn Torah, you have to say B'Shem Omer. Everything you have to say B'Shem Omer. There's a Sifrei on the Pasuk in Dvarim that there's a special Iser. If you steal Karka on Eretz Yisrael, in addition to violation of Olei Sigzol, you're also in violation of the Sasek Voroyacha, the Nachaloscha Shotincha. If you steal an automobile in Eretz Yisrael, you're only over on the Sigzal. If you steal Karka B'chutz La'aretz, you're only over on the Sigzal. But if you steal Karka in Eretz Yisrael, in addition to the Lav Lo Sigzal, there's an additional Lav of Masti Gvul, the Sasek Voroyacha, the Nachaloscha Shotincha. A very restricted Lav Lo Sasek. So the Sifrei says, if you say Shitas Rav Lezer B'Shem Rav Yeshua, Shitas Rav Yeshua B'Shem Rav Lezer, you're over on that love on La Sasa Ruliach. What's the connection? Very strange. What does it have to do? Such a limited Isser. Stealing Karkanetz or Machaloscha Shetincha. How does it apply to saying over Shalom B'Shem Rami? He said the name of the wrong Talmud Chacham. So some suggested a pshat that the Kedusha Eretz Yisrael was only completed after Shevesh Kopshu and Shevesh Chilku. They had a conquer all of Eretz Yisrael. Then they had to divide it up the Shvatim and the Mishpachas and then the Yechidim. And then the Rambam quotes a Loshen, the Rambam Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel quotes an expression that appears in the Torah's Kohanim. In the Sifro on Bahar by Shmita V'Yovel, when it was Kalecha V'Echa and Makir Eschelko, when everybody knew what's his chelik, this is my field, this is his field, that's the other guy's, when you have Kalecha V'Echa and Makir Eschelko, so then the Kedusha Sa'aretz is Bishleimusa. That's what the halacha says, that all the mitzvahs are tlis b'aretz, trumas and maisus, and shbita the oval, everything only began after the first 14 years. The first 14 years, Eretz Yisrael didn't have the full Kedusha yet, because it wasn't Kalecha V'Echa Makir Eschelko. So some say that that's the tzushtel, just like the shleimus of the kedusha satora is when you have, just like the shleimus of kedusha satoritz is when you have kalecha v'yechad makir eschelko, so too the shleimus of kedusha satora is that Reb Leza has his shita, Reb Shua has his shita. When it's kalecha v'yechad makir eschelko, I know this is shita Reb Leza, not shita Reb Shua. So that's the shleimus of kedusha satora. And if you're going to say Shitas Rav Lezer B'Shem Rav Yeshua, Shitas Rabbi Shmuel b'Shem Rabbi Elazar, that's like moving the fence on the border between Reuben's field and Shimon's field, that's a violation of Lasasa Guriyacha. You're Poygen b'Miktsas and the Kedushas Ha'oretz, because it's no longer Kalecha v'Yechod, Makar es Chalkas. Oyim Adova b'Shem Mamra, you have to attribute the Dvar Torah to the author of the Dvar Torah, is crucial for the Shleimus of the Kedushas Ha'Torah. Kedushas Ha'Torah is when you have all the different Shitas, each one attributed to the correct person, like an Eretz Yisrael. Shleimus of Kedushas Ha'Oretz is when you have Kalecha v'Yechod, Makar es Chalko. Beautiful Mishnais. Mishnah Tess, a famous story. Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma was traveling and somebody meets him and he asked him, would you come to our community to be the rabbi? And he says, he doesn't have any Talmid Chachamim there. He says, no, even if you give me I'm not going to go to your community. So the Belt asked Akasha, Chazal have a comment on Bilam HaRosha, that Bilam HaRosha says, Afilu yitin li bolak malach beso kesev azov luchal aver aspi Hashem. I can't violate Tziva Hashem. The Rebbe Shalom told me to give a bracha, I'm not going to give a klova. So the Gemara, the Mishnah says early in Pirkei Avos that Bilam HaRosha had big eyes. He wanted to have a lot of money. That's why he says, yitin li bolak malach beso kesev azov. That's why he uses such a melitza. But here, Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma also says such a lashon. He used the same lashon. So why did Chazal pick on Bilam? Because he said immediately balak melov beisel. So the Mefarshim say the answer is simple. Over here, the Balabas offered him a job. He said, Rabbi, so he offers him a job and he's going to give him $1 million salary. He just responds, even if you give me what you mentioned, even if you give me $1 million, I don't want to live in your city because I come from a city that's full of Talmid HaChachamim. That's why he mentions it. But Bilam, no one mentioned anything about all the money. Bilam himself was into money. So that's why that's the first thing that occurred to him. He says, even if Balak enriches me, he gives me all the money, I can't go against the wish of Hashem. That's important when you get married and you have to decide where you're going to live. You have to live in a religious community because learning and doing mitzvahs needs chizuk, so the chizuk comes. Learning and mitzvahs need chizuk. All the Mishnahs are beautiful. Okay, I apologize for the mix-up before. I forgot all about it. Very good.